News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he called off a military strike he had authorized against Iran 10 minutes before it was scheduled to begin. The question is why. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Cocked and loaded, the president says the Pentagon was ready to retaliate after Iran downed an American drone. But he tweets he called off the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. The tweet raises several questions, such as how the president could only have learned about potential casualties minutes ahead of time. Military planners here at the Pentagon would typically have shared that much earlier. The pullback's another indication the president does not want to escalate the clash with Iran, though he's not ruling out future strikes. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Gary Sick was the chief of Iran policy under President Jimmy Carter. He talked about Mr. Trump's late change of mind.
I think he looked at this one and realized that if you ended up killing a lot of people, that Iran was not going to then just say, never mind, we'll call it even and stop at that point, but that other things were going to start happening.
History professor Gregory Alleghi of Luiss University in Rome cites a prime Iranian objective.
Clearly, by proving that it can shoot, can take down something flying at 18,000 meters, about 60,000 feet, Iran is sending a message that it is capable of doing so.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government is warning the nation's airlines to avoid using Iranian airspace. According to Chinese state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks. Xi is in Pyongyang for 2 days, aiming to strengthen ties between the Asian allies. This is the first visit by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. More news at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. There has been a huge cocaine seizure in the port of Philadelphia. It was spelled out by Casey Durst of U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
CBP has seized a historic amount of cocaine. In fact, the largest cocaine seizure in our 230-year history. With an estimated weight of over 17.5 tons and a street value of over $1 billion.
Here in Washington, the House of Representatives has approved a measure that would prevent the U.S. Justice Department from getting involved in marijuana prosecutions in states where its use is legal. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
More and more states have legalized marijuana for recreational use, but under federal law, possessing or selling the drug remains a federal crime. Attorney General William Barr said during his confirmation hearing, the Justice Department would not go after marijuana companies in states where cannabis is legal, but proponents want legislation to protect marijuana users. The measure, which was attached to a funding bill, is opposed by conservative Republicans who say it ignores the problem of drug abuse and sends the wrong message to young people about smoking marijuana. Several bills have also been submitted in the Senate that deal with legalizing pot use. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Hong Kong, demonstrators were in the streets again, upset at the government's refusal to kill a proposed extradition bill that would allow criminal defendants to be tried in mainland China. They also want those arrested in earlier mass marches released and a police apology. One of the protesters is Joshua Wong.
Occupy outside the police headquarters and urge police apologize to people with how they use rubber bullets, shoot towards people, and define protests as riots. And we have more than thousands activists gathered outside police headquarters.
There are new charges of intolerable living conditions for migrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Willamette University law professor Warren Binford in the state of Oregon told the AP conditions at the facility in Clint, Texas are shameful.
Our children are telling us that there have been over 300 children in a single room. If that's true, which it appears to be, then literally the United States is warehousing children in a Lord of the Flies scenario, and we've got to do something about it.
President Trump predicts that Congress will eventually approve the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that 2020 election year politics could complicate the situation. Still, Mr. Trump says he thinks that Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will back the accord, leading to bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. The president and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau discussed the trade deal at the White House on Thursday. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.